Thank God it's Free Range. You are listening to Free Range Radio Friday with your host, Michael Elves. Pour yourself a beverage and turn up the volume, because here on 101.5 UMFM, the weekend starts now.
101.5 UMFM, this is Thank God It's Free Range, the Friday edition of Free Range Radio. I'm Michael Elves, and kicking things off for us tonight, a brand new track from the group Ronin Orchestra. That's Cosmic Collisions. It's the lead single from Sanke, which is coming out later this summer. Ronin Orchestra, a new collaboration between Mark DeClive Lowe, who I've played lots of in the past, the Kyoto Jazz Sextet, Wonk, Cro-Magnon, Sleepwalker, and more, all part of the Tokyo-centered jazz scene. And boy, I really like what I hear from that and look forward to more from Sanke. That's available on their Bandcamp right now. It's Orchestra, A-R-K-E-S-T-R-A. I got a busy show for you tonight. Lots of new music, lots of bands coming to town and playing this weekend as part of Real Love Summerfest. Coming a little later, and we got some Icelandic Fest stuff to cover. And coming up after this next track, we're going to be talking to Josh Bedry about the Jarvis Avenue fire and fundraisers, and we'll get into that in a few minutes. But first, we got a brand new single from former Winnipegger Iskwe. She has a new album coming out this fall. Chakasuk is the record, and the lead single came out this morning. It's called Breaking Down. Here it is, 101.5 UMFM.
Just right, by now, everyone has heard about the Jarvis Avenue fire that destroyed a warehouse that really seems to have touched every artistic community in Winnipeg and even larger communities. Josh Bedry on the phone to talk about some fundraising efforts that are going on as a result of that. How are you doing, Josh, all things considered?
All things considered, I'm doing pretty good. The outpouring of love has been overwhelming.
So, I mean, let's talk how this impacted you personally, first mm-hmm. of all, and then we'll kind of talk about kind of going forward.
Sure. I had my multiple bands practice space in that warehouse. We had our recording equipment. We had, things to make the space comfortable, couches, tables. We used it as a storage facility. So multiple instruments, amplifiers, PA systems, speakers, fridges, the list can go on and on and on.
Yeah.
It was an astronomical amount of stuff.
Yeah. I mean, cause it's not just like, you take your instrument there, you jam, and then you take your instrument home or something.
That's right.
Those kind of spaces are meant to be like, not necessarily a warehouse, but a place of kind of creativity and
yeah, it was our gathering spot. It was our, sort of our hangout, as well as being a place for practice and recording and things like that.
Yeah, you mentioned recording gear. So was it like a habit to like record rehearsals or to actually do recording in that space, or what was?
We were getting set up to do that. We had everything was in boxes. We had migrated from a different space a couple of years prior, and we were just in the midst of resetting up our recording area when the blaze took place.
So not just performance gear, but recording gear as well. You mentioned you moved it from a different space. What precipitated that move?
A few factors, mainly the hydro bill that we were receiving at the other space was a bit out of reach for us. And when cheap warehouse spaces become available, they're not easy to find. And we just sort of jumped at the opportunity to keep our bills down.
Yeah. I mean, it seems, it's not necessarily like exactly the same, but it seems to mirror like a lot of what we hear about reasonably priced apartment spaces.
Yeah.
In this city, that like essentially it's the same kind of hurdles faced or scarcity for artistic warehouse spaces or like.
Yeah, it can be. And especially if you don't have a room in your house big enough to house 15 musicians like we had,
mm-hmm.
sort of collective of people that's been, jamming and migrating together for the last 10 years or so.
Now, I mean, obviously, very expensive gear. Like, was there? Did you have insurance for this at all, or is there like is it impossible to insure this stuff because you're not in your home and it doesn't kind of count?
No,
under those kinds of things.
I'm not the best to ask about that. It's a bit of a gray area for me.
Yeah,
insuring stuff in a warehouse such as that. I know one of our members did have insurance on his work tools. So that includes a traveling soundboard and some microphones, but his personal musical equipment was not covered, unfortunately, and nobody else in the building had insurance.
Which is why we're looking at these fundraising efforts that are going on. Obviously, there's been a couple kind of like Kickstarter type things.
Yeah.
Started as a result of it.
GoFundMe, yeah.
Yeah. But there's also some like active fundraising in terms of like going to do something and putting on a show, that kind of stuff.
That's right. Yeah. The community has been really strong. Just today, two shows were announced, August 2nd at the Park Theater and August 3rd at the Royal Albert will be benefit shows for the musicians involved in the fire. And there will be more to follow. I know that the Windsor, the Bulldog Event Center and I believe the Pyramid have all reached out, but I'm unable to confirm dates for those as of yet.
Bulldog Event Center, is that what the Bulldog Pizza are calling
yes.
the spot now? Okay, because they had called it the Dog Pound at one point, so I wasn't sure.
That's right, yeah. At one point, we can get into this story a little later, but there's some history with our past practice space being called the Dog House, and that's sort of where the name came from. So, you know, we've had a relationship with them for a little bit as well.
Right. Yeah, I'm not surprised to hear, especially because, you know, some of the bands are a little heavier, and that Bulldog Pizza has really become a spot for heavier music in Winnipeg.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously, like, with the loss of the equipment stuff, the fundraising efforts are to, you know, replace equipment, to pay for those kinds of things. But, like, kind of, it puts you guys in sort of a artistic creative limbo, right? Not having
any
gear. Like, what's the mind state when you're in something like that and facing like uncertainty as a creative person?
Well, some of us are luckier than others. I know the guitar player in my band lost 7 guitars and both of his amps. So we have a show coming up August 1st at the Park Theater as well, which is not involved in the fundraising, but it's just a show we had booked. And some of the bands that are performing have offered to lend us gear so that way we can move on with the show.
So then obviously, like, yeah, he needs a guitar and an amp at the very
least. Yeah, and our drummer needs a drum set and our bass player needs a bass rig. Currently we don't have a practice space, but I think we're just going to wing it and hope for the best.
So then I guess, like, for the interim, the hope is to, like, you know, obviously you have this show booked, and then any sort of stuff on the horizon, leaning on the collective community of other artists in the city and their ability to kind of lend you gear or provide space, that kind of idea?
Yes, until we're back on our feet, and we will get back on our feet. There's been, you know, people have offered to lend us equipment indefinitely. So one way or another, we will remain a creative force.
Right. Now, like, apart from these shows, the Albert in the Park one being firmly set, and then obviously, you know, Windsor and Bulldog kind of up in the air but incoming, what's the best way to support this artistic community? Is it those GoFundMes or
that? It certainly helps. I should mention that there are multiple GoFundMes right now.
Yeah,
as I'm sure you've heard, was the size of a city block. There is one for the musicians only. We want to remain as transparent as possible about that. That I believe if you search Winnipeg Musicians Unite will come up on the GoFundMe page. And then there's a Border Crossings /WAG GoFundMe for the visual artists in the building. That's been gathering some steam, and we're just trying to, you know, we want people to know where their donations are going. So we're making the distinction ourselves that our campaign is for the musicians in the building, and perhaps at some point we can work together with all of the other creative individuals involved. But for now, they will remain separate.
Yeah, now I saw something on Manitoba Music's thing about, I guess, there is some money available through, I think it's maybe the Kevin Walters Legacy Fund or some.
I believe so. Hindsight being 2020, I personally haven't paid Manitoba Music dues in about 9 years, which, you know, like I said, would have come in handy. So I would suggest anyone interested in things like that, you know, check out Manitoba Music's website and you know,
right,
look up insurance, look up, you know, certain funds and things like that are available to you. But as of right now, I don't believe we are entitled to any of those funds.
For sure. And UMFM is going to do what it can to post any information we get about potential sources of recompense or things like that on all our social media as well in the coming days.
Appreciate that.
Do you guys like? Because I heard of some people who like lost merch and stuff like that. Like, do you guys still have merch you can sell, or did you guys lose all that? Or
we did. We lost all of our merch, even from bands of mine that existed and now no longer exist. We lost all of our CDs, T-shirts. It's all gone.
I was going to say, so it's not even a situation where, like, you could buy some merch to, like, throw money your way or something, because that
right,
stuff doesn't exist now.
We don't have any anymore, but we will be working on sort of an EP or something in the near future if people, want to help us out by purchasing some music or something.
Absolutely. Like we said, there's a couple shows coming up, the Albert in the Park. All the details you can find on UMFM's Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter account. Thankfully, the one upside to this, and I know this only simply because I happen to have some ties to the Oakland art community, and there was a warehouse fire that some people died in.
Yes, we were talking about that yesterday at work. That's a horrible tragedy. And I it's amazing that nobody was there when our building went ablaze.
And that's what I was gonna say. Is like the like small silver lining to a very dark cloud is that this was stuff and not people. And obviously, Winnipeg's art community has stuff, but really it is people. And so
yeah, agreed.
Josh, thanks for taking some time out of what I know is a pretty tough time for you to talk about this and. Really hoping all of you get back on your feet and that this fundraising efforts bear fruit in the very short term future, so that people
on
have amps and guitars.
On behalf of all
and...
us, we appreciate all the help. Thank you so much.
Awesome, man. Well, take care.
Thanks. You too.
We'll be right back.
Back here on Thank God It's Free Range, right before the break, you heard Electro Quarterstaff with Descent by Annihilation Operator from their album Acroid. Bedry, a member of EQ, amongst other bands, and that is a longtime favorite of UMFM staffers, EQ. We had them back in the day here at UMFM for a couple sessions, and boy, those records did well. We got some new stuff in the kind of like folk roots tip for you here. Paper Beat Scissors, a former guest here on Thank God It's Free Range, has a new record coming out on Forward Music Group called Parallel Line. I just got an advance of it this week. I'm going to play a track called Don't Mind. We've got Raylan Baxter with a new set of covers. He just played Winnipeg Folk Fest, but he's covering Mac DeMarco on this new sort of EP from ATO. And then Common Holly, who is playing tomorrow night at Real Love Summerfest out in Toulon. She's on at 5 o'clock, the last show before the supper break. Just dropped a new single this week called Central Booking. There's an accompanying video with one of those inflatable blowing figures, and it's pretty cool. I recommend checking it out after this. But stick around. This is Thank God It's Free Range on 101.5 UMFM.
Baby, you can be mine.
some shit I get along to, some shit I right my wrong to. I've tried to call you, have us a discussion, but we never talk, oh no, we always way too busy fucking. I think of something to say, I always do. I'm in love with the way that you say my name every time it sounds brand new. And you always wondering what would be. I say we sound better than you and me. Maybe you can be mine. Myself, I find that I keep flying high. Sometimes I must remind myself that change is more than pennies. Laying on the floor inside a well, you cross my mind. Do not apologize for being fine as hell. I'm spinning here inside your spell. My mind has gone to wander. I miss the day, I stay up late, admiring your posture. And you, always wondering what will be. I say we sound better than you and me. Baby, you can be mine.
Yourself out of there. You had to get yourself.
We're back here on Thank God It's Free Range, and you just heard UK folk artist Josh Geffen with Red, Yellow, Green from his album Hum and Glow. Before that, Common Holly with Central Booking. Common Holly playing Real Love Summerfest tomorrow night, 5 p.m. out in Toulon. Go to Real Love Winnipeg for more information. Geffen, I played something from him because he's coming to town in August. He is playing at a sort of house show slash party on Sunday, August 18th And tickets are available at 204-477-9740 or by emailing Gary, G-A-R-Y-C-O at shaw.ca. Admission is $15 for this show, and it starts at 7 p.m. And you can check out joshgeffen.bandcamp.com for more music from him. But yes, sounds like it could be a really fun show. Got some more music for you. Ada Lee just released a new record called What We Say in Private. That came out on Next Door Records, which is the sort of sub-imprint of Outside Music. And Charlotte Cornfield, someone we've played on Thank God It's Free Range, also on that label. It's in its early days of adding people to its roster. Then we've got something from Vancouver band The Tourist Company, and then a reissued track from a long ago record from Beverly Glenn Copeland, who just played Jazz Winnipeg very recently. Primal Prayer, older album, finally getting a reissue slash remastering, and dropped a sparkly version of In the Image this week, and we're going to play that one.
So you wanna dance alone now? You wanna speak this somehow? You want your bed to yourself now? You wanna breathe? Well, go ahead now. You wanna take the step as the first vow. You wanna pick the fruit off of every branch now. You wanna hold your head high and know your heart around. You'd rather go stay and leave town.
Yeah. your checks. Look at what your love is bringing. Get up and dance. All those nights that you've been praying, get up and dance. Weep your dawn. This is your chance. Can you hear your angels say? Heartache make you
rocket fuel. To this cutie on FaceTime, trying to figure out if she gonna give me that FaceTime. I don't wanna talk, I wanna chill with my son more. Teach him about Egypt and tranquility, critically analyze black lives and respectability. Why prodigy mural get vandalized? Why prodigy? The project politics, obviously. Demagogue, democracy in the fog. I see the mob representing into the light. Back to the source where all energy comes. Your enemy done was eternal, a disease that needs a vaccination. Plagues black seeds in the industry. Ain't as friendly as it first seems when you dream of driving your whip to your house in Florida Keys. On behalf of me and Queens and all of the G's, Bandana P will always stand as tall as the trees. First things first, this should be understood. Queensbridge just ain't any other hood. His music legacy is incredibly high pedigree. I don't mean this disrespectfully, alphabetically. If it's hard to swallow, in the credits of B Street singing is Bernard Fowler. He sang with the Rolling Stones. Background for Boosie Collins, Marley Marl Advance, rap sounds, perfect timing. The early 80s, we babies, Pebbly Pooh dropped. The beat was crazy and Marley was changing hip-hop. Then Marley and Shiny caught her body, UTFO. She cold, Roxanne Revenge, she was 14 years old. There came the Juice Crew and the Who's Who's, G-Rap, Rakim and Kane, beats made in the QU. I was probably playing with 32s in the lobby. It's Queensbridge over everything and everybody. I wish the book never came out and everything got straightened out before you left. I saw you, it was all love, except we needed to build more and get things correct. Now I gotta accept it, cause there's honor and death. Wish you was here with us, Pete. Yeah. Yeah. Shout to Havoc, shout to Pone, shout to Jungle, shout to Jeff, shout out the Big Lord, yeah. The Big Dog, Lord, Free Bar, Bar, Spunk, Spunk, it's a lot going on, Free the Kings, a lot going on, man, it's heavy, Good Fellas, man, Prodigy, man. It's heavy, man. We need to lighten it up. To all y'all, my bros.
Back here on Thank God It's Free Range, and that was just a pair of iconic rap artists. That was Nas with Queensbridge Politics off of The Lost Tapes 2. That collection of rarities and oddities just came out on Def Jam. Before that, DJ Shadow is back and he brought De La Soul with him. That is a new single that dropped this week called Rocket Fuel. Before that, Leisure with Too Much of a Good Thing off of their new record Twister coming out on Network Records. And Akebe Shakedown. We've been playing some stuff in the lead up to the release of Kings Left Behind. It's coming out on Coal Mine Records, one of my favorite record labels, and some folks I've featured multiple times here on Thank God It's Free Range. Just got the full length this past week and played you some Mary's Corner to start that set off. Not an official single, but definitely one of the tracks I really dig. I also got an advance of a new one from Cold Busted Records, a really great sort of hip-hop production label. Esby with Late Night Headphones Volume 1 is up next with a track called Overflow. And then we've got production duo Fuzziscope with something off of their new one, Magnetic. Keep it locked here on Thank God It's Free Range. After 8 Radio coming up in a few. We'll be right back.
That's right. with each other.